your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Kieran Cole.
The Prime Minister insists airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria are part of a bigger plan, including diplomatic and humanitarian action. David Cameron's been setting out his arguments for extending RAF action beyond Iraq. The debate in the House of Commons is expected to run through until 10:30 tonight. The Prime Minister says the answer to the problem is not a simple one.
The situation in Syria is incredibly complex. I'm not overstating the contribution that our incredible servicemen and women can make. Neither am I ignoring the risks of military action.
Ashford MP Damien Green will be voting to extend the action into Syria and says it's important to stand together against extremists, particularly after the Paris terror attacks.
We were all horrified at what happened in Paris recently. It could so easily have happened in this country. And I think it's important that we stand by our allies at times like this.
We've also been finding out what you think. In a snap poll of 100 people in Chatham, around a third said military action should be extended, but almost half said no.
I know there'll be innocent people there, but hopefully they will go somewhere else.
The ones that are against it, if they've got a better option, then why don't they give us that better option?
I think they shouldn't, because if they do, other countries will feel they need to, like, get involved.
You can have your say at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
The former head of two Kent academies arrested over claims he abused a position of trust has been told he won't face any charges. Sean Heslop, who used to be executive principal at the Folkestone Academy and Marlow Academy in Ramsgate, resigned in May. Police have confirmed that following a thorough investigation, the 47-year-old will face no further action. A motorcyclist has died and a driver's been arrested following a crash in Biddenden. A Suzuki and Mazda collided on the A274 yesterday afternoon. A 50-year-old man from Maidstone died at the scene, while a 57-year-old from Headcorn, held on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving, has been bailed until February. A man's been banned from driving for a year after ignoring red lights at a level crossing in Kent, coming within seconds of hitting a train. 20-year-old Dion DeWolf from Wells went straight over the crossing in Lydd in July, while a service on the Romney, Hythe and Dymchurch line was just 1 metre away. KMFM's been told how rubbish from around the world has been found washed up on one of Kent's beaches. 225 kilograms of litter has been cleared from Shakespeare Beach in Dover, including items as far away as California and China. More than 5,000 items were collected and logged by dozens of volunteers. Vicky Jagos from the Port of Dover.
Plastics is the biggest problem. For us, on our last beach clean, it's made up over 60% of the litter found. Mainly we're talking food wrappers, sweet wrappers, polystyrene.
The case of Chunky the Chihuahua, who was tortured by a group of teenagers in Thanet, is going to be discussed in Parliament. Hundreds of thousands of people have signed a petition calling for tougher laws on people who abuse animals. Four teenagers who admitted cruelty charges have been banned from keeping animals for 5 years and given 12-month referral orders. And the founder of Facebook's revealed he plans to give away £30 billion of his fortune after announcing the birth of his first child. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla showed off their daughter Max on the site last night.
KMFM Sport.
International cricket is going to be played in Kent again after next season's fixtures were confirmed earlier. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the England Lions side will play 2 one-day games at Canterbury, while the under-19s will also be in action at the Spitfire Ground St Lawrence. Kent will start their county championship campaign away to Worcester on the 10th of April. Their first home game will be against Glamorgan from the 1st of May. Elsewhere, and Lord Coe appears before a culture, media and sports select committee later to discuss how he plans to clean up athletics. The president of the sports world governing body, the IAAF, will speak about recent doping allegations in track and field. Russia was recently banned from athletics after an independent World Anti-Doping Agency report found evidence of widespread cheating in the country. Folkestone and Hythe MP Damien Collins has been explaining what he wants from Lord Coe.
I think he should come before the committee, put his hands up and say, we got things wrong and this is what we're going to do to make amends, and not come and seek to defend as much of the past as he possibly can. I think when he does that, he sounds more like Sepp Blatter than Seb Coe.
It's due to get underway next hour. And the Lawn Tennis Association says it wants to work with Andy Murray to improve how young talent in Britain is developed. It's after Murray criticised the LTA, saying nothing ever gets done by the governing body.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.